18th and 19th century Welsh society has been presented in two very different ways. It has been seen as a violent, unsqueamish, brutal society, easily given to lawlessness and physical affray. Others have argued that men and women alike turn naturally to assaulting those who in any way offended them, while some have declared that Welsh culture was characterised by frequent incidents of casual violence. This view was also held by some contemporaries. At market days and fairs, it was considered a praiseworthy custom to injure another individual, while sports such as cockfighting and bull baiting were indulged in by members of all social groups, including the gentry and clergy, and supposedly involved far greater barbarity in Wales than similar events held elsewhere. However, others believe that Wales in the 19th century was a land free from crime, and that it was in fact the least criminal and most orderly part of the British Isles. An English commissioner who was sent to Wales in 1847 to survey the state of the country's education stated that the Welsh were exempt from the guilt of great crimes, and that there were few districts in Europe where murders, burglaries, personal violence, rapes, forgeries, or any felonies on a large scale were so rare. Interestingly, neither of these views is completely accurate. The Welsh were certainly no more violent than their neighbours, but Wales was far from a land free from crime either. In this talk, I would like to give a brief overview of some of the main crimes prosecuted in the higher courts during the long 18th century, as well as to consider informal, communal methods of dealing with wrongdoers. I will focus on the records of the courts of Quarter Sessions and Great Sessions, courts that functioned in the same way as those in England upon which they were mirrored. The Court of Great Sessions met twice a year in each county and dealt with serious crimes such as murder and property offences that were punishable with the death penalty. The Quarter Sessions courts met four times a year in each county and dealt with local government administration and less serious crimes, such as those that could not result in the death penalty or life imprisonment.